Okay, so this is the third shiur in the second series of Chayus Halvavus. We do the shiur Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Ben Nosson. Okay. Now we're really starting Shahar Bitachon. I want to address a question before we start, though. The Shahar Bitachon, we're finished with the introduction. I want to address really a question that was asked last week, even though I think the person that asked the question is not here. Okay. The question said, but what about, you know, we're talking about relying on Hashem for whatever is going on in your life. You're supposed to, it's an active verb, you're supposed to practice. The mitzvah bitachon is to rely on Hashem. And it's really to realize that you're really relying on Hashem anyway, because ultimately he's pulling all the strings and he's doing everything. So the mitzvah is to focus on that and to mentally, with your mind and heart, to rely on Hashem. And we'll learn about that, how to do it, and the benefits we saw. So someone said, but like, what happens if you don't get your way? What happens if it doesn't work? So what do you do then? So we'll be learning about that. The Chayus Halvavus will tell you how to deal with it, and certainly you deal with it by realizing that Hashem only does what's best for you. But the question really is, it's not, the person not here, it's not a good question. Oh, I was addressing a question about what happens if Hashem doesn't do what you want.
Oh,
I was addressing that question. So, really, it's not fear. Bitachon is, you say Hashem doesn't do. You think of a crisis. You really want something and you're not getting it. Life is not made up of crises. Think of an example. The Chayus Halvavus, in his introduction, compares a person and Hashem to, and you know, we have mothers here, a mother and a child. So, you know, if the child grows up and the child will remember the cookie that the child wanted and didn't get, and he wanted to cross the street and his mother didn't let him, and he wanted an iPod and the mother didn't let him, and he wanted to sleep over a friend's house. I'm taking from my kids. I asked my kids all the things I didn't let them do in the last 24 hours. They wanted to sleep over by a friend's house on a school night, and they wanted to buy this kind of clothing, and I said no. They wanted to stay home from school because they weren't feeling well, and I said no. So that's what you grow up remembering. But then if the child would be honest and say, like, what do my parents do for me? And they say, well, they're totally dependent on the parent. And 98% of life, the parent takes care of the child, and the parent wants what's best for the child, and the parent comes through for the child. And the child could really does rely on the parent to give them food and to shelter and to take care of them and to make sure that they're healthy. And that's 95 to 98% of life. And so, yes, sometimes there's a crisis, and you have to have. And so now, so the way bitachon is, the picture the Chayus Halvavus paints of the way bitachon is supposed to work is that you rely on Hashem for everything. And everything in your life, whatever you want to accomplish, and whenever you want to work, whether it's as simple as crossing the street, or everything. And you practice and you rely on Hashem, and you get more and more sophisticated about it, and then you get deeper and deeper. It's not just the simple everyday things, and then things happen and you're relying on Hashem, and therefore, and Hashem's there for you. That's what the Chayus Halvavus says in his introduction, in the first benefit of bitachon, that as the person, you can't just press a button. Nobody talks about pressing a button and if I'm relying on Hashem, then he's going to come through for me. It's a lifestyle. It's a mental attitude in everything. So the Chayus Halvavus wants us to develop bitachon. As we develop bitachon, as we practice, and this is what I said, you have to practice once a day, twice a day, to speak it out. I'm relying on Hashem to cross the street. I'm relying on Hashem that, and everything we do. And as we grow in our reliance on Hashem, and again, reliance is the active verb, not a passive, it's active. As we grow and rely on Hashem, Hashem responds in kind, and He's there for us. And then with Zolche, and Hashem gets more involved in our lives. That's a big, that's the first principle of the Chayvus Halvavus. And then he's there for us, and He's more involved in our lives. And then B'mokam a crisis, he's more apt and more likely to come through, because we've developed this relationship with Him. So life is not made up of crises. Life is made up of life, of all the things that we do. And we're supposed to develop bitachon. We're supposed to realize that we're relying on Hashem for that. And then as things get more and more complicated and not so simple, then we've practiced, and then Hashem responds and says, you know, if you're relying on me, so I'm there for you. And then it gets deeper and deeper. That's, I just, you have a tillum here? You know, when you say tillum is an amazing repository, thank you. Tillums are an amazing repository of bitachon and emunah. I just really, please forgive me, at random, I picked Yom Sheni. Say tillum on Yom Sheni, and I just sat with a pen and paper, and I made a list of the psukim that say this. B'cha Hashem chasisi, al evosha liolam. So we say to Hashem, you know, I'm relying on you. Let me not be embarrassed. Pasuk chafei, chizku v'yameitz levavchem, kol hamyachlim l'Hashem. Be strong, be confident. You have a right to be confident. Lamed beis and yud, vaboteach b'Hashem, chesed yisol v'venu. Lamed gimel, famous, I would sing it, but you know, it's not nice, right? Nafshenu chiksol l'Hashem, ezreinu mogineinu hu. You know, wonderful psukim. I mean, if you know the song, if you just repeat it to yourself, it's so inspiring. Nafshenu chiksol l'Hashem, ezreinu mogineinu hu. Kivo yismach libeinu, kivishem kotcha v'tochnu, yehi chastacho Hashem oleinu, ka'asher yichal mulach. So you slow, and it's countless psukim, so you slowly develop it, and you feel confident, Hashem responds in kind, and then, emits Hashem, yezolche, that, v'boteach b'Hashem chesed yisol v'venu. When there's a crunch, you're able to rely on Hashem, not on the doctor, right? Not on the whatever the crisis is. And then, if you followed the program of the Chayvus Halvavus, you could be zoche to what David HaMelech says. I had a case. There was I said over the story when we learned it the first time around. It's a story. It's an anecdote, but here's what I'm talking about. This is not a guarantee, and it's not a miracle. It's just a story, but it's a nice story. A lady in Yerushalayim was listening to the Shirim on MP3, and she was working on it, and she was practicing and doing it, and then she had to go. She went to America for Pesach. When was it? Last Sukkot, last Pesach. And on the way to the airport, she realized that her passport was expired. And she says, "Okay, here goes." And she was trained, right? Remember the story? Because she emailed me. She says, "I'm relying on Hashem," because she had to go, and her mother was expecting her, and she made all the plans, and she wouldn't have had a place. It was Pesach, right? If she wouldn't have gotten on the plane, she wouldn't have had a place to. And she was able to focus, and she said it was an amazing thing. She didn't daven. You see, it's like it's a different emotion. She didn't even daven. She said, Hashem, you can get me to America. You don't need a passport. You don't need me to have a good passport. I'm relying on you. I'm not relying on my charm. I'm not relying on protection. I have to go. You know that I have to go. I'm relying on you to get me there. And she said that she was able to mean it. She really meant it. Hashem is called Yochol, and this is not a miracle. It's not a miracle. And she said over the story. Remember I said I read the email. She read the story how she got there. She was talking and she described to the person how she's going to her mother and her mother's waiting for her, and then the lady over the pitbull and waved her through. So it's not a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's not a guarantee that that's gonna. But this is what the Chodesh of Ovis was talking about. It's because she was practicing in life. She was practicing when she went to the refrigerator that there would be something there when she got her paycheck. She was practicing relying on Hashem, so she was able to do that. And then we're told, there's the psukim and tillim, that Hashem responds in kind. Does he sometimes not respond the way we would like? Yes. Because bitachon is not a guarantee. It's a relationship you form with Hashem. That's a mitzvah. B, it's reality. Because we are relying on Hashem ultimately. And this way we're living with Hashem. Okay. I don't know if I've answered the question completely, but let's start now. Now we're going to start. We're going to start Shaar HaBitachon. In the first parak of Shaar HaBitachon, the Chayvus Halvavus is very short. It's 10 lines in the first chapter. And in the first chapter, he says, let's define Bitachon. Let's give a definition. Now, I'm using the word rely as a definition. He doesn't give a one-word definition. Chavis Avoda says that bitachon is the person, this is what he says, the person develops a confidence that Hashem will do what's best for him, that Hashem wants what's best for him, and therefore so you develop that confidence and then you rely on Hashem to accomplish whatever you're doing. Because it's like, you know, people sometimes, why am I davening for health for? Maybe Hashem wants me to be sick. Why am I davening for parnasa? Maybe Hashem wants me to be poor. We know that there's the goodness in the Bria. Hashem made a Bria that the goodness is that things work, that we're healthy, that we have enough money, that things function correctly. We know that. It's not the norm. It's not like, you know, well, you can be sick and you can be healthy and whatever happens is it's okay. It's not the norm to be sick. We know it's good to be healthy and not good to be sick. Sometimes Hashem is the parent, like with a child, and Hashem knows that in the long run, it's better for us to be temporarily ill. In the long run, it's better for us not to have money. But that's not the norm. So therefore, the definition of bitachon in the Chovetz Chavos Perek Aleph is that the person develops a confidence that Hashem will do what's best for them, and therefore, he quickly then says the sentence, and therefore he relies on Hashem to accomplish whatever it is he's trying to accomplish. Rabbi Yonah says that a person has the right to be optimistic and to think positively. Rabbi Yonah says if you find in the Torah the lav that you're not allowed to be afraid in Milchama, there's a lav for a soldier to be frightened. A soldier has an obligation to feel confident that he's going to survive the war, to have bitachon in Hashem. He's going to survive. He's going to make it. and it's a law in the Torah. Lo tiru, lo tarzu mitnehem, don't be afraid. And the Rambam elaborates. It doesn't mean don't be afraid. Well, whatever Hashem wants is fine with me. I'll die, I'll live, it's all, it's good. No. The Rambam says, I'm going to make it. Hashem's going to take care of me. So Rabbeinu Yonah elaborates and says, a person, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's statement, a person has a right and an obligation to think positively, because Hashem's ways are, Hashem is kind and generous. Hashem wants us to be happy, just like a father or mother who delights in their child's happiness. So sometimes the father will indeed withhold a request from us. A mother will, if it's absolutely necessary for the child's welfare. This is all Rabbeinu Yonah. But we're all parents. If we could work it out that the child should be happy, we'd love it, you know, that's great. If we could work it out, we're not like cruel and mean and delight in withholding things from the child. So that's how Hashem is to us. We're like children. So Hashem wants us to be happy. Hashem wants us to be successful. Hashem wants us to be, to accomplish and to have nachas and to do. Hashem wants that for us. Sure. Now, once in a while. So therefore, the definition of bitachon is to be positive. This is the Chabad's definition. To be confident that Hashem wants what's best for us, and therefore to rely on Hashem, that what we want to accomplish, what we want to happen, we're relying on Him to make it happen. We're relying on Him. That's the point. That's the nekuda. The Chayvus Haldavus then immediately, and this is amazing, he spent, if I told you the definition is takes 10 lines, he spends 5 lines, he spends half the definition dealing with the following issue. Maybe I'm not worth it. Maybe I'm bad. And we spoke about it the first time around. People tend to feel this way. People have low self-esteem. People feel, have are plagued with guilt. We always feel we're not living up to Hashem's expectations. The rabbi always gives speeches, Shabbos, demanding. So you say, who can live like this? Can we get a more optimistic rabbi? We can't, like, we can't fulfill all the demands of the rabbi. Think of Hashem. So the Chayvus Haldavus deals with that. It's a little, don't think that way. Don't think I'm not worth it. Hashem is so generous. He's so good, and he's so generous that he's going to do for you even if you don't deserve it. That's part. He spends almost 50% of his definition to make you realize that. Hashem is kind and generous and wants life to work. And he does, even if we, it's okay, it's going. Even if we're not perfect, even if we're not, later on, he'll say how you could ruin this. Right? We'll learn later. He says, not if you're rebellious. Not if you're rebellious against Hashem. Not if, right? And that's what he says. If you have to do your best. That's what he says later on. We'll be learning about that. He elaborates on that. That you have to do your best. But here in the definition, he says, to realize that Hashem wants what's best for you, and therefore you can and should and must and are supposed to rely on Him that things should work, that you should go through life, and even if you feel that you're not worthy of it, that why should He? I'm not so good. Wipe that thought from your mind. Shehu yaseh b'nedobo v'chesed. So you're not worth it. That's okay. Hashem is kind enough and generous enough. And again, we can think of our experiences as parents to, you know, that's, you know, the Chayvus Haldavus is saying. He's saying, guess what? The world was not created with midas hadin. If it would have been created with midas hadin, and we would only get what we deserve, well, that was Hashem's original plan, but Hashem saw that it ain't going to work. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. What was his Havamina, you'll ask me? I don't think you would ask me that. His to move away from Chavis Halvavus and move a little to Ramchal thought, Hashem wants us to deserve things. Hashem doesn't want to give freebies. That's why he gave us Bechira, and that's why he gave us the ability to choose to do good. Because he didn't want Gan Eden and bonding with Hashem, and our nefesh should be always bound with Hashem forever and ever and ever after this world. He didn't want that to be a freebie. That's a famous Ramchal thought, the idea of Nahama de Kisufa, that you're not doing someone a favor if you give them a freebie. It's not a real favor. It's embarrassing. Hashem wants us to deserve it. That's the real favor. Wow. That's like brilliant. I said, Hashem's brilliant. Hashem figured out how to, he's going to give us bechira. He's going to give us enough slack that we're choosing what to do, and therefore we're going to deserve it. And that's the greatest favor of all, right? That's great, because then we worked and we deserved it. So once, but because of others are saying, like, once we're in that mode, once we're in the right place, we're trying, we're doing, we're this, so Hashem doesn't. So if everything would be with Midas Hadin, if every moment of life, every action, everything we're involved in would be with pure Midas Hadin, only if we deserve it, so that would be like really great. That was Hashem's Hamunia. That would be mamash be great. Like every little thing you have to deserve. And Hashem said, it ain't gonna happen. That's what the first Rashi says in Chumash. No, not the first Rashi, I'm sorry. Fifth Rashi says in Chumash says we belong in Eretz Israel. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. But the Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis says that he thought if he would have just pure Midas HaDin, not gonna happen. So he combined Din and Rachman. So you'll say, what's the combination? I think the answer lies in the Chavis Halvavus, Shara Bitachon. Combination is that we try our best. We deserve it that we try to be Bocher B'Tov. We work, we struggle, we fall, we pick ourselves up, and we try again. That's, Hashem does demand that of us. Hashem demands of us that we not be lazy. We talked about that also. We'll be seeing more about that. Don't be deliberately lazy. You know, we can be lazy today and pick ourselves up tomorrow and try again, but not to be deliberately lazy and not to be deliberately moreid b'Hashem, to generally choose to do good, generally try. We're doing our best. That's the din part. The rachmin part is what the Chavisul says. Say Hashem again. Think of ourselves as parents. We want what's best for the child. Yeah, the child was bad today. So every day the child's bad, he's going to go to bed without supper. Not going to work. He's going to become emaciated. You won't have to make too many suppers. So that's chapter one. Chapter one is that the definition of bitachon is to, and again, I have to say, this is, think about this. That's, you know, the work. There's work. You have to think about this. The definition is to be confident in Hashem's goodness, in Hashem's generosity, that Hashem wants what's best for us. Rabbeinu Yonah, think of the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a lav for the soldier to be scared. He has to be confident in Hashem. Hashem's going to get me through this. And that's and Rabbeinu Yonah says that's everybody in life has a right and an obligation to be positive and to be optimistic that Hashem's going to do. And then, therefore, you rely on Him and you focus on Him when whatever you're doing, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you want to do, you rely on Him and you realize that you don't have to deserve it. And if that's an amazing statement, so I'm giving us a peek into the portal of the future Chayvus Halvavus chapter, where he says, as long as you're not rebellious, and as long as you're not deliberately lazy, but you're doing your best. But that's what he means here. You don't have to deserve every little thing. Hashem is beyond that. Hashem is beneficent. Midas Harachmin. Lasos Tzedakah U'Mishpat, we just saw. Sodom. Sodom had their own form of Mishpat without Rachmin, right? So that wouldn't be Hashem's Chas V'Shalom. But he saw the world can't work like that.
Why is Midah
Keneged Midah? Midah Keneged Midah is the way Hashem functions in giving reward and in giving punishment.
Is that it?
When he punishes, he does Midah Keneged Midah so that you will learn a lesson and you won't think he's just arbitrarily hitting you because he's a disciplinarian. He wants you to realize what you did wrong so that you'll fix yourself up. So when he does punish, he does it Midah Keneged Midah, and that's a rachamim. He wants us to think what we did wrong.
You said, the Rav said that din is you get what you deserve. So
yeah.
That would mean
pure Midas HaDin would mean that every moment of life I have to deserve to eat this spoonful of food. Well, I deserve it. I have to deserve to breathe my next breath. And Hashem saw the world would not survive that way. It's too demanding. It's not going to happen. The world, he efshar lehiskayeng b'midas hadin. His havamina was, I say, because really that's the greatest chesed in the world. The greatest chesed is that we should deserve everything, that we shouldn't get any freebies at all. Theologically, it's something to philosophize about. It's like thought, and he could have created the world any way he wanted to, right? Hashem could have created the world. This is like already getting really philosophical. You say, well, why didn't Hashem create a world where Midas HaDin would work? If Midas HaDin is the best way to go, so he could have done. He could have made a world where gravity is down, not up, up, not down. Why didn't he? Anybody bothered by that? Anyway, the answer is, this is like heavy stuff. I'm treating it lightly, but it's heavy. The answer is because Hashem's a mativ. And he wanted, because Hashem is Tov and Meitiv. And therefore, he created a world where Rachamim would be necessary in order to give the imprint, I don't know how to pronounce the word I'm looking for, I-M-P-R-A-U-T, something like that. He wanted to give it the imprint of Tov. What's the word? The imprimatur. He wanted to, but this is already heavy, and this is Ramchal stuff and Derech Hashem stuff. And when we finish Chayvus Halvavus, please, I don't learn Derech Hashem. We'll go into it. But here, the Chayvus Halvavus is dealing with the real world. And in the definition of Bitachon, he's careful to spend a few lines to say that you don't have to deserve it. Relax. Do your best. Hashem's there for you. Yeah.
So the confidence that I'm building, that Hashem knows what's best for me, is that what allows me to deal with it when it doesn't work out the way I wanted to?
Yeah.
Is that relationship? Yeah. Like, I know that but, he knows what's best, so...
And the Chayvus Halvavus, we didn't start yet. The Chayvus Halvavus now takes us by the hand and says, okay, till now we've talked about in the next parak. Ultimately, yes. But it's not snap of the fingers, okay. The Chayvus Halvavus is going to show us how to do that, how it happens.
Because how is that soldier supposed to feel confident?
Confident, yeah. He's supposed to. Because Hashem wants what's best for him. And in general, it's good to live. Right?
But he knows that he may not.
But in general, it's good to live.
Yeah.
Hashem's going to get me through it.
But it's like you're tricking yourself.
No, you're not. You're relying on Hashem to get you through it. You're depending on him. You're depending on him.
I have confidence that I'm going to get through it.
Because he can, because he's Kol Yachol, and he wants what's best for me. And he doesn't want me to be miserable. He doesn't want my wife to be miserable. He doesn't want my children to be miserable. So I'm relying on him to get me through it. And Abotech Bashem, Chesed Yisov Avendu. We say to Hashem, V'lo Nevosh Ki V'chava Tachnu. Like the story of the guy with the taxi, I told you to call him up. If we really develop this, then sometimes, even if Hashem would have done the other thing, he says, you know, I can't make this guy feel like a jerk. Can't make this guy feel like a loser. Can't make this person feel embarrassed. Here I was depending on Hashem, and look what happened.
It doesn't
always work. It's not supposed to always work. We're not learning about a magic formula, how nothing should ever go wrong in a person's life. That's a side benefit, the degree to which that happens. We're learning how to live with Hashem and how to rely on Hashem. Because we're really relying on Hashem anyway. Because the bus driver and the boss and the makolet person and the it really all is Hashem. We just have to break through the curtains, and see it and practice doing it. Relying on Hashem. Hashem's going to get me the job. Hashem's going to make this work. Because ultimately he does make it work. Now, but the Chavis HaLov is much better than Rabbi Milanowitz, and therefore in Perek Sheni he starts telling you how to develop it. Because, you know, other Svarim talk about Bitachon and how important it is and how wonderful it is, and maybe they'll even tell you what it is, and they'll bring down 150 Psukim, how you have to have Bitachon. But the Chavis HaLovas wrote a sefer that now will tell us a program how to develop Bitachon. And that starts with Perek Sheni. Till now it was kid stuff. He was telling us how great it was. That's in the Hakdama. And in Perek Aleph he defined it. And now he's going to take us by the hand and say, here's how you do it. And it's a program. And the program you don't do in an hour, and you don't do in a day, and you don't even do in a week or a month. It's a program. You know, let's have a goal. We'll do the program, and I'm not saying the learning. Don't get scared. I'm talking about doing it. Doing it. It'll take a year. In a year's time, I'm going to go through all the Chavis HaLovas' steps in his manual of how to develop Bitachon, and then I'll work on it. I'll practice. Okay. So that's what Perek Sheni is. A program of how to develop Bitachon. So he says, the first step, to internalize, to really feel and to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the qualities of someone that you could rely on. In other words, to truly rely on someone, to be able to rely on someone. And the Chavis HaLovas doesn't talk about Hashem in this parak. He's talking about your rich uncle that you want a loan for your mortgage from. He's talking about the person that's going to talk to the employer to hire you. He's talking about any time you rely on anything. You're relying on the bus driver. You're relying on the manufacturer of the tire. The tire is not going to blow up. To truly rely on someone in a rational way, that you're not just being, you know, irrational, you're not just being emotional. So the person has to be worthy, and it has to make sense that you're relying on that person. So the Chavis HaLovas in the second parak enumerates 7 qualities that it would take to rely on anyone, not Hashem, on anyone, just to rely on anyone. You send your husband to the store to buy a loaf of bread, and you're relying on him to bring back the bread. So you're going to need these qualities that he's going to enumerate in order to be able to rely on him, just plain and push on a very simple level. And then the Chavis HaLovas says you have to internalize and develop the reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all of these 7 qualities. And no one else really does. Nothing else really does have these 7 qualities. And we'll see. the rationality, the sheer seichel of the things he enumerates, and we'll say, you know, taka, without one and two and three and four and five and six and seven, you really can't rely on whatever it is you want to rely on. So that's Peretz Beis. That's the first step. The first step in relying on Hashem is to realize that Hashem, and only Hashem, has all the rational qualities that you would rationally need to rely on anyone or anything. Okay, so as I gave a hakdom, I'm not good at workshops, but I would, as we learn Perek Beis, I would say, let's say we learn the first thing today. We only have time for the first. So you could practice that for a week, internalizing the first thing. So the first thing is, and again, he's not talking about Hashem necessarily. He's not talking about Hashem, period. He's not, because that's in the next paragraph of the second paragraph. Here he's just enumerating what it takes to rely on someone. So the first thing is, that the person loves you and cares about you. Ichbatle, or law, or anything, whoever you're relying on, ichbat, to that person, what happens to you? And he cares about you. If the person, if the object of your reliance doesn't care about you, doesn't love you, doesn't want you to be successful, you can't rely on them. Step one is that the person cares about you, and the person wants good things for you. And the real way to develop this about Hashem what the Chavis Halvava says, this is, he said, yeah.
We're talking about now seven steps of how to get this trust in Hashem.
No, the rest of the Sha'ar, the next 10 prokim, is how to develop reliance on Hashem. Chapter 2, where we're up to, is the first step towards developing how to rely on Hashem. Chapter 2 is to internalize and realize, to realize and develop and internalize that Hashem has all the qualities. This is the first step in the how-to. Hashem has all the qualities you need in anything or anyone that you rely on. To be able to rely on something or someone, we'll call that the object of the reliance. You want to lean on a wall. You're relying that the wall won't fall down. Okay, that's not such a good example, I guess. The wall doesn't care about you. Okay. So you have to, that's what Peretz Beis is. And that's step one in the how-to manual. The manual is the whole Sha'ar HaBitachon. Sha'ar HaBitachon is not a Musa Sefer. It's a manual of how to develop Bitachon. All the Musa we finished already in the Hakdama. Now he's telling you the manual. Step one in the manual is to realize that Hashem has the qualities you need to be able to rely on anyone. Number one, he's going to give seven things. Number one is to be able to rely on someone, you have to feel that the person cares about you and loves you and wants good things for you. And the way to develop this with Hashem really is what Sha'ar HaBechina is all about. The previous, well not the previous, two back. Two Sha'arim back in Sha'ar, in Chavis Halvavos, was to look around in the world. You're going outside. You stop and you think, hey, I can walk. There are people that can't walk. I could see. I see color. Look at this world Hashem made. This is Sha'ar HaBechina. Look at all the smells in the world. Look at all the color in the world. Look at all these things that are going on in order that I can have food on my table. Hey, I can breathe. Read a couple books about the white blood cells and the red, I don't know, red and white, and how your body rejuvenates itself and how you're healthy. And you know, scientists still don't understand how sleep works. I just read this recently. They're not quite sure, like, you're tired and you sleep and then you're not tired anymore. Like, what exactly happens? They're not 100% sure. They're not quite sure how sleep works. It's a chesed of Hashem. We're rejuvenated. We're anything, and you And this is really Shah HaBechina, not Shah HaPitacha, but this is what he's talking about, because this is how you will realize, look at all these things Hashem does for us. It's unbelievable. Every breath we take, every you know how complicated it is for a person to think rationally with their brains, and then the muscles to order my mouth to talk. You know, for me to say a sentence of more than one word, I have to use my memory. I have to use my memory. You ever deal with someone with Alzheimer's, Rechmana Litzlan? They could say the same sentence straight, 10 times, 20 times. They just say the same sentence over and over again. They forget memory. It's a chesed Hashem. Hashem gives us memory. Hashem gives us muscles. Hashem, it works. Everything. Color, smells, flavor, the five senses. The world, it's limitless. This is what Shah HaBechina is about. But Hashem loves us. Hashem wants good things for us. Look at all that he does for us. Look at his beneficence. So, and that's number one. And no matter how much, the Chavis HaLavas says, this is like one line of the Chavis HaLavas, one and a half lines, but he throws this in. You know, you have your uncle cares about you. But this is already the fourth time you're asking him for a loan. The fifth time. You get annoyed. You're bothering him a little too much. He loves you, but like his love is sort of limited. You know, again, you're bothering me. I have other things going on in my life besides you. With Hashem, you don't have that. V'nafsho nirgas olav, b'meshayatul olav mi'inyonav. No matter how burdensome we are to Hashem, so to speak, he just keeps on giving, keeps on wanting for us, keeps on giving us. There's no such thing that we went to the well once too often. And like, leave me alone already. What a thing. But again, I'm really jumping ahead because he focuses on Hashem in the next paragraph. Here he just wants you to realize, to be able to rely on someone, you have to feel the person cares about you and wants good things for you, no matter how much you burden him with. No matter how much you burden him, he wants good things for you. And again, we're all parents. I think we can all relate to this because we all have children. And that's really the best dugma. The best dugma is, what is he quotes a pasuk? Kigamol, right? He quoted a pasuk in the, can I borrow your Chavis HaLavas for a moment, please? Thank you. In the Hagdama, he said, when you're diapering a baby, the baby's kicking and screaming and crying. Yeah, the very last thing in the, next to the last paragraph in the Hakdama, in the introduction, Imlo Shivisi Vidomamti, I quieted my soul, meaning I developed serenity. I grew very, very calm and serene. Nafshi Kigamul Ale Imo, like a child that's weaned from its mother, Kagamul Alei Nafshi, like a child that the mother takes care of it, and that the mother's there for it. And that's how we... So that's number one. That Hashem, Harachamim, V'Hachemla, V'Hachanina, V'Ha'ahava. You need that about anyone. You can't rely on anyone if he doesn't give two hoots about you. If he doesn't care. If he's not interested in your welfare. So that's number one. To internalize that Hashem is the ultimate in that. Okay, we'll stop here. So think about that for a week. This is really Shah HaBechina work. Walk on the street, anything that's going on, realize that Hashem cares about you. Hashem made a whole universe. A whole universe. It's amazing. Sometimes we don't believe it. Hashem made a whole universe with all the galaxies and the billions of stars and all that's going on, if you know a little astronomy, which I don't. Billions of them. And he cares about me. It's kind of embarrassing. What? Yeah, that would be it. Yeah. Most people say that they mean it the bad way. They mean it badly. Well, the bad way is in Ben Adam LaChaveiro. But that's if you.